love incense, Karnavapi, angled the lights on the tankers of the Jilas. It's just beautiful, really, really brings them to life. Looking down there at Ratnasambhava. Ooh, such radiance. Gorgeous. So as I said earlier, this is going to be, yeah, just really in lots of ways quite a personal sharing, the way the inspiration of my own practice. Certainly it's been my experience when other people have done this that it sparks things for me in different ways. So it's offered, you know, in the sense of hoping that it might spark things for you. For quite a long time in my practice, I had been sort of battling with what felt to me like a barrier between formal practice and my everyday life. I'd had this sort of longing somehow to feel as though I could in some way just have practice rather than, you know, the feeling that, yeah, when I'm doing this and I'm doing that and so on, that's practice. And then when I'm doing everything else, all the other things of my ordinary everyday life, that's just sort of how it is. And it didn't feel as though that was practice as well. So I wanted to break down the barriers as I saw it between those two things. It was as though I sort of recognised that somehow everything could be sacred. It just felt as though everything could be sacred, but I needed to find the way to lift things out of the sort of mundane, and that a lot of it was, in a sense, my own kind of mindset about it. Dependent on how I approached it, then I could bring everything into the sacred. And that's really what I wanted to do. I knew that, I mean, I had been trying to do it in my ordinary everyday life, but for a long time I'd wanted to do a longer solitary retreat so that I could experiment much more fully. So I'd been planning to do a 6-month solitary retreat in order to really try and, well, just experiment, see what happened, you know, just really try and live like that. And I had decided that the theme I wanted for my solitary was my life as an offering, because it just felt to me that that was a way, if I saw it like that, if I saw everything that I did as an offering, then, you know, perhaps that was a way of breaking through that barrier, bringing everything into the sacred in that way. So that was the plan. I just wanted all of my life to be expressed as practice. Whatever I was doing, for that to be an offering to, you know, the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, to the world, really.